This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alexis Omar Echevarria. Date of birth, August 26, 1997. Case ID number is 636-9229. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated May the 21st, 2023. Identifying information, this is a 26-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety slash depression slash obsessive compulsive disorder slash panic attack slash insomnia slash tachycardia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in January 2020, where he worked for Hyundai Automotive Company. He worked in inventory for 9 months. He was also a mechanic for 3 years and worked for the oil refinery for another 3 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability at this time. Allegations, number one, anxiety slash depression slash obsessive compulsive disorder slash panic attack slash insomnia slash tachycardia. History of allegations. The claimant states that since 1996, he has always had problems with anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, panic attacks, insomnia, and tachycardia. The claimant is presently on multiple medications, which include clobazepam, 10 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, QD, Vortio Exatina, 10 milligrams QD, Alprazolam, 2 milligrams QD, and Fluoxetine, 100 milligrams QD. The claimant states he has not seen a physician here in the United States, but is seeing a physician in Mexico who is a psychiatrist. His name is Dr. Agustin Moreno Luna. He states he gets panic attacks frequently and almost daily. He has difficulty sleeping and often has tachycardia. He states that he's never thought about committing, he has never attempted suicide, but has had suicidal ideation in the past, stating that he feels that he's no use to his family. He suffers from insomnia, increased appetite, sadness, lethargy, crying spells, palpitations, occasional anger at himself, and compulsive actions that he does at home. He also suffers from decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and not having the desire to want to work at all at this time. He is married to somebody in Mexico who has and has children over there, but the marriage is falling apart. He doesn't see his children often, and the relationship is very poor. He denies hearing voices, having hallucinations, or seeing shadows. He has never been hospitalized for his condition. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 6 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift 100 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses and has seen doctors in Mexico. He occasionally takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He states he does no other physical activity and has no desire to do so at this time. Family history. His father is 47 and in good health. His mother is 49 and also in good health. Medications. Clozapam, 10 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QD. Vortioxetina, 10 milligrams QD. Aprazolam, 2 milligrams QD. Bisoprolol, 2.5 milligrams QD. And fluoxetine, 100 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, obesity, comma, panic attacks, slash, insomnia, slash, tachycardia, slash, depression, slash, anxiety, slash, obsessive compulsive disorder, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 299 pounds, height 6 feet 1 inch, BP 142 over 105 mmHg. Second reading is 162 over 102 mmHg. Heart rate 119 beats per minute. Second reading was 113 beats per minute. Respiration 16 respirations per minute. BMI 40. The claimant was notified of his condition and told to follow up with his physicians. This may be coming from his high blood pressure. General, this is a 26-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. The claimant was very jittery and anxious and appeared to be having a mild panic attack when he came to our office. However, he appears to be also a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, and his mood was depressed and for the time, and also flat, which was not appropriate for the time. He did have fairly clear thought processes, but his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant appeared to be shaky. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were +2 bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe anxiety, depression, and compulsive obsessive disorder. Probable diagnoses. Number one, anxiety/depression/obsessive compulsive disorder/panic attacks/insomnia/tachycardia. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant is being treated at this time, but does not appear to be well controlled. It was noted that his blood pressure was very high, as well as his heart rate, and he was told to follow up for possible readjustment of his medications. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alexis Omar Echevarria.